One of the greatest human beings that walked this planet in the last 100 years was Rabbi Yisrael Meir Kagan, known as the Chofetz Chaim. The Chofetz Chaim was venerated by Jews and non-Jews alike. Polish farmers would try to get him to walk through their fields, believing that his feet would bring blessing to their crops. Once there was a Jew who was arrested on a trumped-up charge, and the defense lawyer brought the Chofetz Chaim in as a witness for the defendant. The defense lawyer explained to the judge who the Chofetz Chaim was, and he told him of a story where someone had stolen fruit from the Chofetz Chaim's store, and this thief ran out into the street, and the Chofetz Chaim ran after him, shouting, "I forgive you, I forgive you." The judge said, "Come on, do you really believe that story?" The defense lawyer said, "I don't know, Your Honor, but I know one thing. They don't tell stories like that about you and me." The Russian judge spoke no Yiddish and the Chofetz Chaim spoke little Russian. And so a translator was positioned between the Chofetz Chaim and the judge. The Chofetz Chaim began and he poured out his heart in front of the judge. The court was still. And when he finished speaking, the translator began, "Your Honor, the Jid says," said the judge, "You don't have to translate. I understood every word." At the beginning of Parshat Vayigash, Yehuda, Judah, steps forward to save his brother Benjamin from slavery at the hands of an Egyptian potentate that he doesn't recognize as his younger brother Yosef, Joseph. Yehuda pleads in his native tongue, Ivrit, Hebrew. What possible good did Yehuda think an appeal in an incomprehensible language would do? He didn't know that the prince with whom he was pleading was his younger brother Yosef. There once was an Irish poet who coined the phrase, the inarticulate speech of the heart. There's the language of the heart, and that language is international. It knows no barriers or boundaries.